Hi, Year Six. I'd like to read you a little bit of one of my favourite books at the moment. It's called The Boy, the Mole, the Fox and the Horse, and it's by Charlie McCassie. Hello. You started at the beginning, which is impressive. I usually start in the middle and never read introductions. It's surprising that I've made a book, because I'm not good at reading them. The truth is I need pictures. They are like islands, places to get to in a sea of words. This book is for everyone, whether you are 80 or 8. I feel like I'm both sometimes. I'd like it to be one you can dip into anywhere, anytime. Start in the middle if you like. Scribble on it. Crease the corners. And leave it well thumbed. The drawings are mainly of a boy, a mole, a fox and a horse. I'll tell you a little bit about them, although I'm sure you'll see how things here that I don't, so I'll be quick. The boy is lonely when the mole first surfaces. They spend time together gazing into the wild. I think the wild is a bit like life, frightening sometimes, but beautiful. In their wanderings, they meet the fox. It's never going to be easy meeting a fox if you're a mole. The boy is full of questions. The mole is greedy for cake. The fox is mainly silent and wary because he's been hurt by life. The horse is the biggest thing they have ever encountered and also the gentlest. They are all different like us and each has their own weaknesses. I can see myself in all four of them. Perhaps you can too. Their adventures happen in springtime, where one moment snow is falling and the sun shines the next, which is also a little bit like life. You can turn on a sixpence. I hope this book encourages you, perhaps, to live courageously with more kindness for yourself and for others, and to ask for help when you need it, which is always a brave thing to do. When I was making the book, I often wondered, who on earth am I to be doing this? But as the horse says, the truth is everyone is winging it. So I say, spread your wings and follow your dreams. This book is one of mine. I hope you enjoy it. And much love to you. Thank you, Charlie. Part 1. Hello. I'm so small, said the mole. Yes, said the boy, but you make a huge difference. What do you want to be when you grow up? Kind, said the boy. What do you think success is? Asked the boy. To love, said the mole. Do you have a favourite saying? Asked the boy. Yes, said the mole. What is it? If at first you don't succeed, have some cake. I see. Does it work? Every time. I got you a delicious cake, said the mole. Did you? Yes. Where is it? I ate it, said the mole. Oh. But I got you another. Did you? Where is that one? The same thing seems to have happened. What do you think is the biggest waste of time? Comparing yourself to others, said the mole. I wonder if there is a school of unlearning. Most of the old moles I know wish they'd listen less to their fears and more to their dreams. What's that over there? It's the wild, said the mole. Don't fear it. Imagine how we would be if we were less afraid. Well, I hope you like that little snippet. It's a really good book, one that you can easily get hold of, but I'll happily read some more if you'd like to tune in. Take care, Year 6.